Hello, my name is Scott Higa, the Christian nerd with your Nerd of God Daily. When Ninja Gaiden was released in 2004, I was very excited. The game looked awesome and the gameplay was exciting and challenging. My excitement turned to shame though once I started actually playing Ninja Gaiden. It was far more challenging than I was expecting, and far more challenging than I was used to. Even when I was playing video games regularly, I was never more than a casual gamer. Ninja Gaiden was more than I could bear, and I left it on the shelf for a long time. Outside video games, we often feel like life is more than we can bear. Even looking at the past 3 months, we face pandemics, quarantine, social unrest, discussions on justice, and now more people being diagnosed with COVID-19. And that's just what we've been facing together. Individually, many people are facing financial hardships, stress over work, fear over family members getting sick, any other number of trials. Sometimes I feel like I wish I could just eject the disc for 2020, put it on the shelf, and come back when I feel like I can deal with life. In my Christian life, which has basically been my entire life, I've always heard the phrase, God won't give you more than you can handle. Heck, I've probably said that phrase a number of times. It sounds good and it's well-meaning. The only problem is that it's just not true. It has its roots in 1 Corinthians 10:13, which says, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. The Bible does promise that we won't be tempted beyond what we can bear. But there's a big difference between temptations and trials. The reality is that we will face more trials than we can bear on our own. We'll face pandemics, job loss, tragic deaths, financial hardships, and broken relationships. In this life, we are going to face all of that and more. And at some point, it will feel like it's more than we can bear. But the good news is that God won't give us more than we can handle, but that he'll actually help us handle whatever we face. So the good news isn't that God's not going to give us more than we can handle, because that's not true, but the good news is that he'll help us handle whatever we have to face. God will walk with us. He will support us. He will encourage us. He will strengthen us to keep going. 2 Corinthians 4:7-8 says this, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. So we will be hard-pressed. We will be perplexed. We will be persecuted, and we will be struck down. But we won't be crushed. We won't be in despair. We won't be abandoned, and we won't be destroyed. And anytime we face these things, we can rest secure knowing that Jesus told us himself that we will face many troubles, but he will be with us in the midst of those troubles. So when we feel like we're overwhelmed and facing more than we can handle, we don't have to doubt God or feel like our faith is in some way deficient. Instead, we can trust that God is with us, that he is sustaining us and will carry us through whatever season we face. That is all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, listen to the full Nerd of Godcast show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or check out the blog at nerdofgodcast.com. Once again, I am Scott Higa, the Christian nerd for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, love God, love others, be a better nerd.